Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of August 2017, and this is the 641st Mol Out Loud podcast. It's been another day of wind and rain and sun, and anything you can imagine really has happened today. There's a wonderful fall of snow on the mountain, and it feels a bit of a treat to have this wintry weather back for, well, for a week at least. I don't know what's going to happen after that, but I shall enjoy what I'm getting. I'm now on what would be day four of my retreat, and it's been a good writing day. I do have, or did think I had, the In the Flesh writers group today at the State Cinema Cafe, but it looks as if we're going to postpone it, and for me that is the absolute best way of getting me to write. I thought it was on until about half an hour ago, which has meant that certainly yesterday and today I have been very focused on trying to get something written. And I haven't quite succeeded, but I've really got it well underway, and we'll be having it next week, so I'll be able to complete this scene, or complete the part of the scene I was planning to send, and send it off in really good time for the meeting next week. So I'm not unhappy that it's not happening tonight, although I'm going to really miss their fantastic chocolate pudding down there. It gives me a bit of an evening to work again, and I do find at the moment when it's dark is a really lovely time to write. But just now I'm giving myself a bit of a rest. I don't want to overuse my arm, and I have been a bit, and I do know how very quickly it can go downhill if I ignore it, so I'm being quite careful about giving myself timed rests between bouts of writing, of getting up and moving about. And so far, so good. Doing a bit of Qigong in between. There's one particular exercise that's really good for hands, which is flicking water from bamboo. And you sort of flick all your fingers as if you were flicking water off them, and then you flick the water as if it was off your wrists, and then off your elbows, and then from your shoulders, and it really gives your whole arm a good release. So I've been doing that quite a lot, and the other thing I've mainly been concentrating on is doing a very slow move down to touch my toes and back up and looking at the sky. In the mornings I do a longer sequence of joint opening exercises, but those two do me really well in between bouts of writing. I'm enjoying my writing at the moment. I think that's another thing that's really taken off these last, maybe this last month or two. I can't think quite when it started, but it is fantastic to be really engaged again, and I do hope that it lasts. One of the other things I've been doing, which I mentioned last time, that I had started to see the scenes that I'm writing in trios of three. So if I'm writing, I'm not quite sure how best to explain. Well, I can explain it according to what I'm writing at the moment and what I was writing last time I mentioned it. In both cases, and in this in this case particular, there is a place that I'm using, and I want that place to be used at the beginning, the middle, well, not the beginning, middle, and end, but at three points during the story, and more or less in, say, if you were having three acts, act one, act two, and act three. And so there's a kind of little story that goes through that particular place, and it feels really nice way to work, especially this way that I work, which is writing scenes that are in my mind but aren't necessarily kind of structured very strongly into the story itself. I am still working on the structure as well, but this more intuitive way feels like a good way to go as well, and it certainly doesn't in any way detract from any structure I might be developing. It gives me a real sense of the story building, having these three goes at something. It's a bit like having a minor character come in to the story, and you know that you need to have that character mentioned, or they need to have a function at least three times in the story, otherwise you may as well cut them out. And so they need an introduction, and they need a main raison d'être, and they need some sort of departure. Usually, I shouldn't ever be quite as definitive as that. So I'm doing that with place as well, and quite often for me place is almost, well, place is another character. So that's what I've been thinking about today particularly, and one of the interesting things with writing a scene like that is that, especially writing the first of those scenes, is that you keep finding there's some material that actually would belong better in one of the other two scenes that are in that place. So that's been quite fun, just also working out at which point these things are said. I do hope that you've had a good day, really, that you are feeling engaged with whatever you're doing, and that if you're not, maybe this idea of kind of planning for something else and doing a dummy run, one can almost kid oneself into it not mattering so much, that because it's a trial run, it doesn't really matter if it doesn't quite work. And in some ways that can be quite a release, and that release can in turn help the creative process. Thank you very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.